Step 1. Describe. You started your own business for more freedom, but now you're stuck in 80-hour weeks filled with client acquisition, service delivery, and relationship management. For David Jennings, the arrival of his first child inspired him to find a new way to work. For you, it might be the slow realization that something needs to change soon. The first step in systemology is identifying the most crucial systems in your business. It may seem overwhelming, but don't worry. At this stage, your only task is to identify these systems, aided by a process called Critical Client Flow, CCF. Begin by pinpointing your ideal customer and defining what you offer them. Then, map out how they discover your business, make a purchase, and potentially return or refer others. Focus on essential steps without unnecessary details, keeping the process clear and straightforward. This customer-centric framework, CCF, is designed to streamline your business operations. By clearly defining your target client and their journey from discovery to repeat business, you can optimize your approach and enhance customer satisfaction. Share your initial business systemization plan. When sharing your plan with a mentor, gauge their understanding. It's a good indicator of progress. If they can follow without much explanation, you're moving in the right direction. The initial step might have seemed daunting, but you've taken a significant leap toward organizing your business effectively. Now, shift your focus to assigning tasks. Transitioning from planning to action is crucial for turning theoretical frameworks into practical, day-to-day operational enhancements. This progression lays the groundwork for implementing systematic improvements that can streamline your business processes. Step 2. Allocate. Business owners often face criticism for their tendency to micromanage instead of delegating tasks, which can impede the growth of their businesses. However, recognizing and trusting the expertise already present within your team is essential. By assigning significant responsibilities to knowledgeable employees, you can effectively enhance your business through the principles of systemology. Utilize the DRTC method to streamline task management. Start by outlining your business departments and assigning key responsibilities to each. Identify department heads and team members with vital expertise. This structured approach brings clarity to your organization, improving efficiency and understanding of roles. This method ensures that each department's responsibilities are clearly defined and aligned with your business goals. By identifying leaders and team members with specific knowledge, you can optimize collaboration and maximize productivity. This organized approach not only enhances operational efficiency but also strengthens your overall business structure, fostering a cohesive and effective team environment. Assign critical tasks to listed team members. Next, gather their expertise for actionable plans. This approach models after top performers, streamlining operations and promoting collective achievement. Take a moment to celebrate your second step in systemizing your business. You now have a plan to use your team's strengths, ensuring steady growth and efficiency while protecting against dependence on any one person, including yourself. Step 3. Extraction. It's time to make the most of your team's knowledge by creating systems that are easy to access and share. The goal isn't just to capture this knowledge but to turn it into a framework that boosts the team's efficiency and effectiveness. Success in this process requires a two-person approach. One person should be a knowledgeable worker with expertise in the tasks outlined in your DRTC. The other should be the systems champion, who will take charge of organizing and documenting your business systems. Spotting these individuals in your team is usually easy. They're known for their meticulous attention to detail and their love for creating orderly processes. Start by asking your expert employees to record themselves doing their critical tasks. For office tasks, use screen recordings. For on-site jobs, use physical recordings, and for sales activities, use audio. Choose the method that best fits your business needs. Tell your expert that perfection isn't the goal here. The purpose is to document the process, flaws and all, to set a company-wide standard. Create a step-by-step guide for task fulfillment. After capturing the process, assign your systems champion to turn the recording into a detailed, step-by-step guide for completing the task. They should include all relevant information, such as the system's name and description, as well as the names of knowledgeable workers and their colleagues who can be contacted for questions. Have the systems champion share their draft guide with the knowledgeable worker and ask them to test it during their next task execution. Once both are satisfied with the guide, make it easily accessible for the entire team to refer to. Gradually introduce this guide as the new standard practice. While this phase requires significant effort, it will greatly improve your team's efficiency and work quality. As you progress, ensure your system's expert documents 2 processes per week until all essential workflows are detailed. Simultaneously, you'll transition into the 4th stage of systemology, organizing. Step 4, organization. In the 4th phase of systemology, it's crucial to organize all the systems you've documented. This phase focuses on making sure your systems are not only in place but also easy for your team to access and use. Success here depends on 2 key factors: keeping all systems in a centralized management platform and setting up ways to ensure accountability. These steps help turn your systems into active parts of your team's daily work, making them more than just documents. Your email inbox isn't enough for managing tasks effectively. Although useful for communication, email often falls short in task management and tracking, leading to mistakes and missed deadlines. Using specialized software is a better choice. It's important to know the difference between project management and systems management software. Don't mix them up. Project management tools like Asana, Basecamp, or Trello help with assigning tasks. Systems management tools focus on organizing and documenting processes. Customize project management tools. You don't need complex industry-specific software. Instead, look for project management tools that let you create tasks and subtasks easily and have a user-friendly interface. For systems management, avoid overly complicated features. It's enough to have support for rich media attachments and strong permission settings. When selecting your project management software, customization is key. You and your department head should adjust these tools to fit your business's unique needs. Spending time upfront to personalize these tools will make it more likely that your team will use them consistently and effectively. With these technologies in place, the next step is integration. This means shifting the focus from just organizing and accessing business systems to embedding them into your company's daily operations. Step 5, integration. In the final phase of systemology, our focus is on ensuring your team fully adopts the new systems you've implemented. This step is essential for advancing your business to the next level. Before delving into specifics, it's crucial to grasp the distinction between a leader and a manager within your company. Understanding this difference will be pivotal as we proceed. If you own and manage your business, you likely fit into the leader category. A leader encapsulates the entrepreneurial spirit with ideas, drive, and creativity. They excel at inspiring others and propelling the business forward, but can sometimes struggle with follow-through. On one hand, leaders inspire and guide their teams, focusing on big ideas and motivating others to achieve goals. On the other hand, managers provide stability by paying attention to details and following established processes to ensure consistency and accountability. It's rare for one person to excel in both roles simultaneously. Leadership and management for business growth. To succeed in growing your business, finding the right manager is crucial. This person should bridge the gap between your big ideas and the everyday tasks that make them happen. They'll handle daily operations, freeing you to focus on the bigger picture. If you find yourself uneasy rather than free when thinking about it, remember that now you have a project management system. This tool lets you track important tasks and metrics without getting too involved. Give it a chance, and you'll see that daily operations can be efficient and successful without needing you to watch over every detail. To ensure your business continues to prosper, emphasizing a company culture that values systems thinking is crucial. This approach, led by your role as a leader, not only frees up your time and mental energy but also sets the stage for future growth and even the potential sale of your business. Key points. 1. Identify key business systems using Critical Client Flow, CCF, to streamline operations. 2. Define your target clients and optimize their journey for efficiency and satisfaction. 3. Actively assign tasks to translate plans into actionable improvements. 4. Streamline task management through the DRTC method for clarity and efficiency. 5. Systematically document processes to enhance team learning and efficiency. 6. Organize systems and accessible platforms to actively support daily operations. 7. Integrate systems into daily routines to promote ongoing learning and business growth.